Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The fallout continues over this scandal in the Massachusetts Probation Department. The first legislative response came yesterday when the state Senate unanimously approved an amendment giving Massachusetts' top administrative judge more power over the probation department. In response to charges of widespread nepotism and mismanagement of the department, suspended probation commissioner John O'Brien said he answers to the Massachusetts trial court chief administrative judge Robert Mulligan. But in an interview with WBUR yesterday, Mulligan said in reality he has limited oversight of the department.
In 2001, the legislature changed the statute, giving complete authority to hire in the probation department to the commissioner. Prior to that, the hiring was done by the Chief Justice for Administration and Management, the person in my position, and the promotion power was in the hands of judges who work with probation officers each day in the courthouses and were able to determine who deserved promotions. And that exclusivity was reinforced each year in the probation line item in the budget, where that language was made very clear each year that the commissioner had exclusive power to hire and promote. The power I have over those appointments, those hirings, and those promotions is quite limited.
So Mr. O'Brien, in his defense, since these stories have come out, has said publicly that his hiring process was overseen by you and any hires that he made were approved by you.
He has a hiring process. In a sense, did I oversee the hiring process? I did not. My review is quite limited. One, does he have the money to hire the person? Two, does his hire comply with affirmative action? And three, is there a process in place to make a determination about who should be hired?
But essentially, I'm wondering, you must have known that there was a problem, though.
It's very difficult to prove things when you ask people about the process and they are adamant that things have been done fairly. And we've reviewed many of the hires that have taken place, and we've done our very best to prevent what we thought were some cases where the hiring was not warranted, and we were successful in some cases.
And in others, if you were running up against this exclusive power that was given to Mr. O'Brien by the statute, could you bring forward concerns to lawmakers? Did you ever do that?
I've sought specific changes in the language to get the appointing power back to the judiciary, which was taken from the judiciary back in 2001, and thus far I've been unsuccessful.
In a report on WBUR this week, some advocates for children said that they're also concerned. It's not just about the hiring that may have gone on within the department, but they're concerned about the department and its practices and policies overall, particularly as it applies to juvenile offenders. And they say that the probation department has not worked with other public safety agencies very well to help prevent recidivism, and Massachusetts has actually fallen behind other states in implementing some programs because of the lack of transparency in the probation department. Do you agree with that, or how would you respond to those charges?
Well, first let me say there are 2,200 people who work in the probation service in the trial court, and the overwhelming majority of them are dedicated professionals who perform admirably under extremely difficult conditions each day. I think the problem really is a lack of information flowing from probation. There seems at times to be an unwillingness to provide basic information about probation's operation. I think that's part of the frustration relative to their involvement in the juvenile court proceedings.
Can you tell me what you think about the proposal to put the probation department under the executive branch?
I've been a judge since 1980. I believe strongly that probation best serves the public if it remains in the judicial branch. If you take probation from the judicial branch and put it in the executive branch, you're going to attenuate that relationship, that confidential relationship that's necessary to make the crucial decisions as to who is appropriate for supervision in the community and who necessarily must be incarcerated.
Do you also think that there must be a change in terms of the power of the commissioner? Should there be term limits, for example?
Absolutely. I have a term limit of 5 years. Each one of the departmental chief justices serves for 5 years. I think the commissioner's term should be consistent with the 7 chief justices of the trial court departments and consistent with the term of the chief justice for administration and management, my term. And, you know, that seems almost a given in my mind that a person should not be appointed for life. an important position like this where accountability is paramount.
Earlier this week, attorney Paul Ware was appointed as independent counsel to investigate some of these allegations against the probation department. What do you expect from that investigation?
I think the special counsel, Paul Ware, will give us the ability to obtain information, take action we're not otherwise able to do.
Robert Mulligan, Chief Justice for Administration in the Massachusetts Trial Court, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.